Full Service Radio programming is available on our website, fullserviceradio.org, and as a podcast, thanks to Simplecast. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We are live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. We're here live every Wednesday. You can listen in anytime at fullserviceradio.org. And as always, I'm your host. I am Morgan West. I'm founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. You've seen us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at A Creative DC. We promote creative community and creative economy across new media. So we have a 1 million strong hashtag feed on social, meaning that when you scroll through the A Creative DC feed on Instagram, when you scroll through it on Twitter, you're accessing perspective on and from this city, from the people and projects who populate it digitally and IRL. We work to shift perception of creative Washington, D.C. We really could not do that alone. This is a community-based project. It exists to amplify the content that's going in. That is community-created content, community-sourced. Everyone else is pushing it forward. Community, 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 blah. Community is the cornerstone of today's conversation. We're going to say it so many times. It's going to be good. It's going to be a really good thing. We are in studio today with my internet friend and yours, Carl Maynard. Hi.
Hello, Morgan. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So let me introduce you guys to Carl. He is the founder of Walk With Locals. So you can find his project on Instagram and Twitter at Walk With Locals. And in concept, it's simple. It's a photo walk, like once a month-ish, sometimes more, sometimes less. What's a photo walk? Let me tell you, it is a walk with your camera. For all you, mom, it's Father's Day this weekend. For all yes. the dads listening who need to yes. know what a photo walk is, my dad will need to know. It's a walk with your camera. It's about exploring different neighborhoods. It's about documenting what and who you see. So Walk With Locals has an added element of partnering with and promoting locally owned businesses in these aforementioned neighborhoods. And with a tagline of know your city, know your neighbor, it's as much about the chosen neighborhood being a backdrop for interaction between and connection with the other attendees. So Walk With Locals is very special. It's grown over the last 2 years into really highly anticipated events. It is now a regular thing, yeah, to have yes. over 100 people show yeah. up to one of these.
Yes, it is.
Which is wild. Yes, it is. And the next one is June 23rd, and it's actually right here in Adams Morgan.
Yep.
So today we're going to talk all about how Carl has grown this project, how it got started, what to expect on the Adams Morgan Walk, and probably some other stuff too.
Yes.
We're going to see where this goes.
Let's take it somewhere.
Guys, I've been planning this joke for weeks. We're going to talk with locals today. Hey! See, that's Jack knew that was coming because that's how
Jack.
Excited I am. Because again, it's Father's Day and I'm your dad. So Carl, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for being hi. Here, man.
Of course, yeah. No, it's... This place, the Line, is really special to the city. So anytime
Man.
To sit down and chat is fun.
Well, we're so glad you're here.
Yay.
So let's go. Let's back it up. Let's start like at the true very beginning. Let's like cliche podcast this. Where are you a local? Where are you from, Carl?
So I grew up out west, Pacific Northwest to be exact. However, I was born in California. Military kid. Grew up. Spent most of my life just south of Seattle. Little military town called Lakewood. And then after high school, moved myself into the military, or joined the military, not move myself in, joined the military, kind of bounced around once I left the military, ended up here in Virginia in 2012. And then I spent some time in Afghanistan. And right after that, I moved into what is ever changing, I think. Technically, it was the 8th Street neighborhood, and then it became NoMA while I was living there.
that yeah,
and
that
now
happened.
It's Union Market District. I'm not too sure, but that pocket of Northeast has been where I've stayed for the last 5 or 6 years now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you're in DC, and you also travel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
really consistently.
I just spent another stint in Afghanistan for just about 2 weeks shy of a year. So just a short little work trip.
Yeah, cash.
But that was really fun, and it actually it really helped with growing Walk With Locals. I had to really take like a step back and kind of build from behind the scenes, and I think it's just, it helped the project going forward.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So Walk With Locals, so you've been in DC now for like five-ish years, yep, kind of on and off, and gosh, I kind of like, you know, the thing that comes to my mind is like, you know, you'll be away first, and obviously you have like such strong ties here between friends and family, yeah, and your wife, and you know, it's so, I don't know, in my head I'm just taking it to like, oh, how great that you kind of like have this thing to return to that like, mm-hmm, is just like intense interaction with over 100 people when, yeah, you're like bringing them together for this thing. So that's me getting all like dreamy and funny about it, but let's really talk about, so Walk With Locals just had a 2-year celebration.
Yep. Yeah, in March, our anniversary is March 19th. We celebrated a week early because I was getting married a few days after our 2-year anniversary, and that took precedent, obviously. So we celebrated a little early, but yeah, we celebrated with kind of one of the more basic ways that we host the walk. We met it in Lincoln Park. It's on East Capitol, but I'm not sure if it's northeast or southeast. It's part of the park is in both. But we met there, and we just we went for a walk towards the Capitol, and 150 people showed up.
Wow.
And then at the end of the walk, I just addressed the community and said, hey, if you want to join us, let's go over to Union Market and grab some food. And about 75 people came with us, and
just a little lunch hang.
It's hard enough to try to find a place to sit with like two friends. So we basically took over the front outside, but yeah, it was special.
Wow. So if you guys are just joining us, Carl Maynard is the founder of Walk With Locals. They just celebrated their 2-year anniversary, and they did it, of course, by taking a walk.
Yep.
But so let's kind of back up to 2016, March 19th, 2016, mm-hmm, which is when you founded this project. And I would kind of love to know, like, what was the, like, what kind of made the first walk happen?
You know, I feel like there's a hodgepodge of reasons of how that came to be. But at its core, I realize now that it was essentially born out of a community that I wanted to see exist. But with that, there was photo communities already in the city, but I felt there was a space missing in the sense of it being open to anyone and everyone who wasn't necessarily a photographer, but just enjoyed taking pictures. And at that time I had only had my first camera for 3 months, and so I myself wasn't a photographer, but I liked to take pictures, and I felt the other spaces were one had a mindset of you have to sort of be of influence to attend events, and then the other one was we are photographers photographing models, whether or not that is, you know, their sort of mission statement behind the scenes, that was my perception outside looking in. And so I felt a space could exist where you have somebody like myself who barely knows how to use their camera standing next to the person who's really good at their iPhone, or also barely knows how to use their iPhone, and existing in that same space and just kind of enjoying the city together.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think that's so, you know, inclusivity is such a big part of the mission statement for Walk With Locals. And I really, I mean, I think just kind of that mindset in general. I mean, I think like, looking around and kind of like seeing gaps to fill is like a really important thing to do. I mean, and that is like, as silly as it sounds, like that's how you, that is how you make friends, right?
Yeah. I mean, and from,
because there's room for everyone
from the, yes, there very much so is. And from that very first walk, I've never set out for us to be the best or for us to be better or bigger or larger, or the only ones for that matter. We've hosted, walks with 202 Film Collective, a community that sprouted out of members meeting at Walk With Locals and developing their own community solely focused on film. And we were able to collaborate with them and got Kodak involved, of all people. And it was, that was really special to just see a community that sprouted out of the idea of Walk With Locals. And then to have a company like Kodak come out and, support that was pretty great. So,
yeah. So, all right. So you're collaborating with kind of other, with other like-minded groups.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I love that because I think so often you hear like, oh, the DC creative community is so small. It's so small. It's like, no, it's not. It's actually like so enormous that there's like,
pretty big.
There's room for everyone. There's like jobs for everyone. There's
yes.
like, it, yep. it's, you know, I feel like, I love the term. It gets used a lot, but community over competition. So that that's an interesting kind of starting place for this.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've, as it's gone on, there was times where, you know, museums wouldn't answer our messages. Accounts in DC wouldn't answer our messages. And as much as that bummed me out at the beginning, I kind of understood it in its early days of like, if everybody is just, you know, if you have somebody starting out and saying like, this is a this, let us in, then it's like, okay, well, we have to maintain our day-to-day business, and there has to be a moment and a time for this to exist. And that put a lot of energy into driving and building naturally and organically. So now those museums are opening up their doors to us, because it has to, while we want to come inside, it also has to be a fit for everybody else. So we take that when we meet with partners and say, hey, you know, we're not going to ask you for more than you can provide. And that was something that I didn't necessarily understand in the very beginning. But now it's been beneficial to be able to go to partners and say, we'll bring the community, whatever you can do, you know,
yeah,
is good enough.
Absolutely. And I love that, because that is a really big part also of what Walk with Locals is. So you are, you know, Carl's just talking about kind of like the partnership element of Walk with Locals, and, you know, what, how that is kind of integrated into like the DNA of this project, because it is, I just wrote down, Carl, why the walking? But we're going to pause on that. Yeah. But really, so, you know, when we're talking about locals, it's not only about kind of the people who are attending, but you're also kind of drawing attention to local businesses and partnering with them and making it a little bit more of a holistic experience. So, yeah, talk about that. I mean, I'd love specifically to hear, you know, like, what kind of museums are you partnering with, and who, you know, what kind of like, how do local business partnerships look for you?
So on the partner side, the first museum we stepped into, I should say the first museum we stepped inside of was the Hirshhorn. And it was really cool. About 4 or 5 months prior, we did World Architecture Day, and we kind of amassed this group outside. Brutalistic DC, the Instagram account, they came and did a talk on the architecture around the grounds.
And that is at Brutalist DC.
Brutalist DC.
Brutalist DC. Yeah. There. You should follow them, guys.
Dean, I believe, right?
Brutalist DC.
And so, there was like 200 people outside, and that was like an example of, okay, we'll never be able to open invite, come inside. Right. So a few months later, Hirshhorn has a huge, exhibit, the one that had all of the polka dots. I'm saying that because I know what it is, but I always butcher it, and I don't want to do it.
I'll give it
record.
A shot. The Kusama exhibit.
Yes.
Yeah, you're Kusama.
Oh, I would have said kiwi. That's just me, though. and so
I got you, Carl.
We wanted to find a way to get involved and to get our community involved, but we couldn't. We couldn't cap it. We'll never say there's only a certain amount of people that can come, or we'll only say the first X amount to sign up. It's just not how we've existed. That's not how we've grown. So I refuse to do that in any circumstance. And so the Hirshhorn just kind of said, if you can keep it below 50, we're all game. You can come in before we open. So I kind of developed this idea that we would just meet at this little tiny coffee shop on 2nd and Penn called Le Bon Cafe. It's a very tiny little space. Not a lot of people know about it. Great spot to go to. And we met there on, I believe, a Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. So a work day, not opportune time, and about 12 people showed up. We walked down the street, Independence. Mind you, I say we. I wasn't even there. I was in Afghanistan at the time. But we walked down Independence, and like clockwork, it starts to rain. Say, hey, let's dip inside. Let's get out of the rain. And these 15 people just think, okay, we're going to be a nuisance to the Hirshhorn for a minute. And Hirshhorn staff was waiting there, greeted our community. And these people got this kind of one-off experience of being able to experience this exhibit. And the best part about that was one girl had driven into DC once she got off work at 6 a.m. an hour to make it to the walk, because she had never been able to make it to a walk. And that was her first one. And I get a little choked up thinking about that story, because she got this experience and we were able to stay, you know, kind of true to our values. And so... excuse me, that was our museum side, and we've since partnered with a couple others. On the partner side, when we go to coffee shops, I realized that over time, this idea of supporting community, I felt like the impression was you can only support what's given to you. Or if a new fast casual place opens up unless they pay for you to eat there, we're just not going to go. And I felt that.
And this is kind of in terms of like Instagram influencer.
Yeah, Instagram influencer.
Support.
And okay. it's just not how real life should operate, right? Supporting local doesn't mean just, you know, talking about and telling your friends what has been given to you, right? And so when we partner with these local businesses, we always go in saying, whatever you would like to do with your product, that's fine. But supporting community to me means spending money at these places, and not necessarily all of your money, but they're providing their space, they're providing shelter when it's raining out. You know, $3 for a coffee probably isn't gonna isn't gonna kill you. So we try to find a way for us to get into these spaces while also being able to support them monetarily. And for the most part, our community has understood that, and never, unless they talk about it behind my back, which I'd like it to stay that way. you know, I don't think that they have an issue, and they go into every walk understanding that, you know, nothing's just, it's not just going to be free just because they showed up. And, you know, that's the side of inclusivity that I really like, is that they understand, you know, they were invited and they're welcome to join us, but we're not here for handouts of every, you know, coffee shop or salad place that's in the city. We need to support and pump money into the economy.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So guys, if you're just joining us, we're in studio today on Direct Message with a Creative DC with Carl Maynard. He is the founder of Walk With Locals. And I love what he's talking about right now. I mean, Walk With Locals is, you know, primarily centered on Instagram. It's, you know, it, as well it should be. It's beautifully visually driven. It's really, they are photo walks. Again, I'm going to break down a photo walk for you guys. It is a walk where you take photos.
Yep.
But in the case of Walk With Locals,
stay with us, folks.
Yeah, we got this. But in the case of Walk With Locals, it's also about supporting locally owned businesses. It is about, you know, kind of offering something for all levels of photographers. And it's about truly, I think, an opportunity for people to come together and bond over shared space, I think, and common experience. And Carl was just kind of getting into the whole Instagram influencer culture, where there is, and it is interesting. I think about this a lot, just in terms of like, you know, I think every business understands and knows that, you know, Instagram endorsements and kind of people, you know, advocating for your brand is super important. But, you know, what is the, who kind of is the recipient of that? Is it the folks who are kind of able to give out, you know, X number of free items and it doesn't completely destroy their margins and kind of, you know, paying for that kind of quote unquote authentic endorsement? And so it sounds like Carl's kind of worked around that over the last 2 years.
Tried to.
Yeah. And really kind of forged a model that kind of sidesteps that entirely. And I think that's really great, Carl.
Thank you.
Yeah. So again, the why do I keep going back to why the walking, Carl? But I really would like to know. So you guys, you've been doing this project for 2 years now. You know, is this what neighborhoods have you hit? Is it, have you guys done all four quadrants, all eight wards? How is this? How are you guys picking?
I believe we hit Palisades late last year, and I think that might have been the last one. There might be a couple up northeast that we have not yet hit, but we have definitely hit in all quadrants. We've repeated a couple neighborhoods. We've done other cities. We've done New York twice, Baltimore, wow, Philly. And when it comes time to think about what neighborhoods we're going to, I tend to spend some time in Northwest and spend some time in Northeast. Because I just don't want to see a recipe of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, now reverse. And so I try to keep the community on their toes. But at the same time, if something is going on in a quadrant at that time, we don't want to ignore it. But at the same time, it can almost be the worst time to go because you're competing with the rest of the city that's there. So we didn't do anything for Cherry Blossom this year. We've done it 2 years in a row, and it's just always packed down there. You lose the community. And I think people are going to go there on their own regardless. So that's not necessarily a space that we need to try to exist at.
Yeah, and to your point, you know, I loved the Hirshhorn anecdote because really it is about, you know, sometimes it is just about like kind of walking and exploring a neighborhood and taking a peek, and other times it's about offering maybe like a more specialized experience.
Yeah, and I think that, again, at the time when this idea sort of came to be, there was spaces that existed that were hitting those unique behind the scenes, after dark, but I felt it was, or there was like a ton of murals that go up, and it was like, okay, we're just gonna do the cherry blossoms. Okay, well, so now we gotta do this, and this is up, so we have to go see that. And I, being in Northeast and running all the time in Southeast, there's such a charm to Capitol Hill, and I think we forget that there's neighborhoods in the city that exist that don't have these like main attractions of the National Mall or huge murals or these festivals going on, that sometimes just walking through a neighborhood can be really beneficial to what we're trying to do and getting people to communicate. There's, in a way, there's sort of less to look at, so there's more opportunity to communicate. And at the core, that's what I really strive Walk With Locals to be, is a place where people are sort of, yes, they're using their phones to take pictures and they're using their cameras, but at every walk, we ask people to only introduce themselves by their first and last name. And to hold off on sort of connecting online until the walk is done, until we're having coffee or we're eating lunch or something. Because I really sort of want people, unless they are taking their pictures, I kind of want, you know, faces out of phones and kind of towards each other. So these neighborhood walks that we do that are very sort of anticlimactic in what there is to see are the most beneficial. And I think sometimes tend to garner the larger audiences because they're there to meet people.
Wow. Oh, I love that. And perfect segue. You just set me up for success, Carl. If you're just joining us, you're going to hang tight. We're about to pop into a short little break. But we're in studio with Carl Maynard, founder of Walk With Locals, at Walk With Locals on Instagram and Twitter. Carl's talking about kind of always looking for the gap and keeping it inclusive and, you know, low barriers of joining and meeting and kind of getting out and exploring. When we come back, we're going to talk about the mechanics of getting 150 people to show up to an event, because I think we're all highly interested in that. Yes. And we're going to talk about the upcoming Adams Morgan walk. Ooh. So we'll be right back.
Music by Kido, K-I-E-D-O, on SoundCloud. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back. Today, on Direct Message with a Creative DC, we are talking with locals with Walk With Locals founder, Carl Maynard. Carl, welcome back.
Hey.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. So guys, Walk With Locals, if you're just joining in, it's now a project that is 2 years old. It's a photo walk. It's a way to meet people. It's a way to discover new local businesses. Over the last 2 years, it's gone from kind of just like an idea of Carl wanting to be part of something that he didn't see yet, which was kind of like an all levels kind of photo group. And again, that it just kind of like was not necessarily about the whole Instagram influencer game. It's not necessarily about, you know, connecting and networking with your handles. It's about being there, being present. And again, to go back to his tagline, it's about knowing your city, knowing your neighbor. So let's talk about these neighbors. Let's talk about that. But truly, I think my biggest question is how, and obviously there's been a lot of organic growth and, you know, over 2 years, that's a lot of word of mouth. But I think what would be so interesting for me to hear and would be such a great takeaway is what really are, because events are hard, man. Events are hard.
Yep.
So how are you kind of bless us with if you can just give us a 1, 2, 3, what's your advice for getting, not even getting 150 people to come out to your event, but what are three things that you've learned about marketing an event over these last 2 years?
The first thing is that I think I just am naturally a go-getter in the sense of communicating with people I want to communicate with, whether that's just cold emailing, finding people that I know sort of exist at a certain space and going and I grew up seeing my dad, any sort of small business we went to, you know, who owns this place? And when I was younger, I thought it was he's being annoying, but I realized he just wants to know the people of the business that he's supporting. And I looked up to that. And so I sort of carry that same thing with me, but I do it in all aspects of just, I see somebody sort of existing on Instagram or I see their photos popping up and I reach out to them. And my first sort of lesson, my biggest lesson that I've learned is not being afraid to just reach out to people, whether or not they know you or they know Walk with Locals. Mm. There has to be an introduction. And I think being the person that invites them versus them getting tagged in it is the best sort of first introduction. So I've just spent a lot of time in DMs, no pun intended. I did that more so in the very beginning. Now it doesn't necessarily require that, but I still do that. And it takes a lot of that when I want to find a way to help or get to a new business that has just opened up and I don't know them and they don't know me. But a lot of times that's now coming off of my phone and going to these businesses in person. The second thing is when these people show up to the events, and you and I have talked about this before, but a long time ago you hosted these IRL events and I told you that when I first walked into that very first one at Maketo, I still remember how I felt and just walking into this space where there was just, it seemed like this infinite amount of people that I could communicate with. And you had such a good energy and the energy there was really high. And so I think about that before I go into every walk. And so the second thing that I've learned is that I have to be consistent in the way that I approach every walk. I have to be as energetic about a walk with company X as I do company Y. And if there's any sort of mismatch in that, or there's a mismatch in my energy at a walk, then I think I can start to lose people, or I'll start to lose people. And then the third thing is, again, just trying to keep it new, keep it fresh, bounce around the city, find things that are not necessarily obvious. And for instance, we're going to Calorama Park, and I can't tell you how many people have messaged me just being like, where is that? The neighborhood? No, the park. There's a park? You know, and it's like, but Meridian is just right down the street, and that kind of takes the limelight of park, I think, in this area. And so just trying to develop things that, or find new ways to introduce people to the city that they live in. So those are the three things that I've worked on.
I love that. So reach out personally, keep it fresh, and keep the energy.
Yeah.
I'm super into
energy
that.
Energy is very important.
I have one more straight up logistical question. How far out do you recommend that people start promoting their event?
I go back and forth on this. My best sort of timeline on this is 30 days. Mm. I've found if I can sort of slide things in there, maybe the 5-week mark, but anything beyond that, most people just don't plan out their calendars that far in advance. Mm-hmm. And if they do, it's just their work calendar. It's not their social calendar. Whether that's, it's my summer. I don't know if I'm taking trips. So I'm just not going to plan it in far in advance. But so what I've tried to do is at the end of every walk, know pre-existingly when the next walk date is going to be. I may not have what the next walk is going to be, but I know the day that it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I switch out the current walk and I just put that date in our bio. and I'll drop like a googly eyes in our stories or something, or just literally just put 6.23.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's immediately like, oh, what are we doing? And it's like, more detail soon. It's like, I actually don't know yet, but you want to get on people's radar, but way too far in advance. They just, I think you can't keep their calendar's attention for that long.
Yeah.
And we're not like the Beatles. So
who is,
it's not mega important.
Who is these days?
Yeah.
One Direction. Well, great. That's good advice, Carl. Thank you. That's a question I always have. And it's something I've, you know, doing events for a long time.
We've had some success with last minute put together things is the correct term, I think, for that. But for the most part, I try to have everything planned out at least 30 days in advance. Or for this one, we gave them 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right.
It's doing pretty well. Kicking but we've it. Been buzzing the day for a while. So.
All right. Well, good. Well, yeah, I'm excited. We should totally end by talking about Adams Morgan and the talk. But before we kind of get there, it's so interesting to, you know, when you kind of talk about Walk with Locals and you talk about, you know, the partnerships and locations and how it happens. One thing I would actually love to talk about is kind of the audience. So like, who is showing up? And I think my biggest question that I was thinking about this morning is who's from DC? Who's kind of from elsewhere? Who's using it as a, because I love the fact that like, it's about personal interconnection and it's about meeting people. And again, like the camera is just kind of like a vehicle for the rest of that to happen. So talk about the audience a little bit.
So predominantly it's local. Our tag has been used on every continent, which is pretty remarkable. We do encourage our community to use the tag wherever they go, all over the world. But specifically right here in DC, we have a mix of, when I use the term locals, I tend to think of local as, you can say it's just people that have like grown up here and live here. There's some of that, but then there's people who when they leave town and say, you know, where are you from? Their first answer is DC. Mm-hmm. And to me, that when you have that in your mindset of the first city you think to mention is DC, to me, you're a local at heart. Whether or not you grew up here or you've only been here since college or you just got here a couple years ago, if in your heart your instinct is to say you're from DC, that's who we want to come, because there can be, there's the idea and then the knowledge that the city is very transient and people come and go, but just because they may come and go doesn't mean that they shouldn't feel welcome just in that maybe 2 month or 3 month or 4 year time while they're here. And we have people that have come to the walks, they live here and they have significant others who lived in another city, and that significant other then took the leap and moved here, and they've been able to use Walk with Locals as this place for them to exist together, them to the spouse that, or the significant other that moved to the city, to make other friends outside of just the one person that they're connected to. We have very talented photographers. We have people who are just using their phones. We have people who shoot video. Mm. We have young professionals. We have people in college. And we've got old school photographers, people that, you know, only shoot film and, you know, don't even understand even how to use a filter on a phone. So the audience is so wide and so diverse, whether it's backgrounds, where we're from. And that's part of the reason why we ask people to not share your social media handles and to not sort of, we always say don't introduce yourself by what you do, just kind of introduce yourself by who you are. And the reason I want people to do that is, you know, if we strip away our social media handles and our followings and maybe our cool jobs that some people might think are cooler than somebody that just does accounting or, you know, whatever the case may be, at the core, we all enjoy taking photos. We all enjoy living in our own city. And so that's the conversation that I want these sort of relationships to be born out of, versus if you meet somebody and it's like, oh, I'm just in college, somebody may not be up to communicate with a college student. So it's really just trying to introduce people at the core of who they are.
It's powerful, Carl.
Trying.
Gonna drop your followers, gonna catch some feelings on this photo walk.
Yes.
I love that. All right. So this is great. So guys, again, we're here with Carl Maynard today on Direct Message with A Creative DC. And Carl is the founder of Walk with Locals. He is He has walked and talked us through the last 2 years of kind of, you know, building this photo walk and building this photo community. And, you know, it's really, you know, I think it's interesting because it's definitely DC based, but I think ultimately is kind of defined by sense of place or wherever the people who have, however they've chosen to connect with this community, wherever they are, it's all valid. And I'm super into that. But, you know, kind of speaking of DC, your next walk is here in Adams Morgan.
June 23rd.
June 23rd. Tell us all about it. What's the plan?
So June 23rd, we're going to meet at Calderon Park. It's just a few blocks from here at the line. We'll hang out. It's going to be pretty warm, so we'll spend some time in the shade. and we won't have to walk far because the line is right here. And we don't. If there's one way to lose a community, it's to ask them to be outside in the heat for longer than about an hour.
Lessons learned.
So very much so, very much so. But this walk is pretty unique in the sense that we partnered with a company, DMV based, called Custom Inc. And the background on them is I've been using them for a couple years. Every time I've deployed to Afghanistan, I've used them to create sort of just, you know, goofy team shirts. And we got connected and wanted to find a way to work together. And they proposed this idea of making a bunch of shirts for us, which is pretty amazing. Yay. And it came on the heels of us doing a collaboration with a company from Pittsburgh who sort of handles that all for you. You design the shirt and they do all the print, pack, and ship called Cotton Bureau. And so this was really fun to be able to just kind of get these shirts. We designed them. And it's just, I say we designed them. We put our logo on them. That's pretty much it.
But you did great.
Yeah, we brought out kind of a funky color. And we're just going to give them away. Supplies are limited, but we're just going to give them to our community. So it's a first come, first serve. But this is really cool. I think, you know, we've asked our community to support us when we sold sweatshirts and we did this campaign with Cotton Bureau. So this will be kind of a fun way to get, you know, our name out there and just, you know, there's no pre-qualifications for getting one. You know, there's no like checking of how many followers anybody has or even asking them to post a picture or asking them to use a tag when they post a picture. It's just, hey, here's a t-shirt, whether or not you wear this to your office or it becomes your sleep t-shirt, you know, or it's just what you wear post yoga. It's up to them, but it's going to be really fun. And I'm really looking forward to that part.
I love it. Carl Maynard, he's flipping it upside down. This whole Instagram influencer game.
Trying.
Into it, man. All right, so how do we, guys, you got to follow Walk with Locals, first of all.
Yep.
So you can find all of the information about the June 23rd summary Adams Morgan.
3:26 p.m.
3:26 p.m. Yeah, actually, this is the perfect way to end this. So just can you give us the little briefie? So none of these start at like 3 on the dot.
No.
Or 3:30 or 4.
So the very first one, I was late to, and I sort of made the decision that time is dumb and it doesn't matter. So just kind of get there in the general ballpark. We all run into metro issues or Uber issues. I think most of the part we're just late, but we can, if you say like, oh, my Lyft, then people go, oh, okay, that's fine.
Oh, can I tell you, I'm gonna tell all of the secrets right now.
Yeah.
Actually, really quickly.
Go ahead.
My grandparents and parents, everybody's from DC and lived in DC and worked in DC for forever. And when I moved into DC myself, I remember I was telling my dad, I was like, oh my God, I was so late for work today. And he's like, well, what did you tell them? And I was like, I told them I was sorry.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, tell them there was a motorcade.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit. I'm like, you let me get to this age without like telling me the secret pass for like getting out of things in DC.
I got caught in one motorcade a couple years ago. My then girlfriend, now my wife, we had went to get drinks. And I was running late for work, but we had just started dating, so I wanted to spend time with her. And conveniently, we got caught in a motorcade, so I was able to take a picture of it and be like, oh, I got caught in the motorcade. And everybody's like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Just use that. Just like change the contrast per weather.
Okay.
But yeah, so anyways, you're running late, and you didn't have the motorcade excuse.
Yeah, so yeah.
So now I was running late. You're welcome.
And so now it just kind of became this way of like, okay, well, time's not real, and it becomes a joke, and you know, if people get there at 3:26 or 3:27, I think this walk we may see people way more punctual than ever before. So I definitely have to get there on time. I will be. So yeah, it's just kind of a little play on like, you know, not being so stuffy and
it's cute.
You know, even if it says 3:26, we probably won't really start hanging out and chatting or I won't say anything to the group until like 4 p.m. So yeah, show up if you want on time or strolling not. 15 minutes casually looking cool.
I love that, yeah. Man. Cool. So it's open to all levels of photographers and all levels of timeliness.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
But this one, again, supplies are limited.
Oh, yeah. T-shirts. Yeah. You got to show up to get your T-shirt.
Yep.
Oh, well, Carl, thank you so much for joining us today. It is such a pleasure to learn more about Walk with Locals. And again, I just think, you know, you've done such an amazing job of getting people to come out and connect and be together and learn about each other. And again, if the camera is a vehicle for that, how wonderful.
Yeah. I think just one last thing is if anybody is listening and has wanted to come, but doesn't know if it's something that they'll be into, I think what I've tried to make sure people know is that Walk with Locals can be a starting line for people where whether or not they run the full race with us, at least we want them to know they have a place to start, whether that's to feel comfortable and going out to these spaces where they normally wouldn't, or to meet new people, regardless of how long they stay with us. I want DC and just everybody to know that there's a starting line for them. And that's kind of what we're working on.
Love it. All are welcome. Walk with Locals. Oh, well, Carl, thanks again, Maureen. Man.
Thanks for what
we'll
you
see
do.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye. So please follow this project at Walk with Locals. And you yourself, my friend, you are on Instagram.
I am.
And what is your handle?
It's just Carl, N-A-R-D. The funny part about this is that I never promote my handle on Walk with Locals. But yeah, this is not
well, that's all
Locals.
We do here. So welcome.
Follow Friday. Follow back.
Yeah, there
Team
you go.
Follow back.
LB. Okay.
Comment
so.
Sorry.
Love it. So guys, Carl, thank you again. Thanks for sharing your tips also about how to get people to show up to things. Thanks for telling us all about your project, man.
Thanks.
And that's what we do here every single week. We drop the handles. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Direct Message is every single Wednesday. We will be back next week to talk about more people and projects in digital and IRL. We're generally on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. live, but again, anytime at fullserviceradio.org. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at acreativeDC and online at acreativedc.com. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own, and we are so grateful to be able to take these weekly dives into the 1 million plus strong content of the Creative DC hashtag feed. So thank you so much to our partners at Full Service Radio. You can follow along with them at fullserviceradio.org, at Full Service Radio on Instagram, and Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC.
Guys.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.